Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer is live in studio with us today.
Good morning.
It is Wednesday, October 29th. We'll be taking a look at Hurricane Melissa churning in the Caribbean.
The Kansas congressional delegation shows solidarity during government shutdown. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Currently in Wichita, we have a gusty wind out of the northwest. It's 45 degrees here on this Wednesday morning. Hurricane Melissa making landfall in Cuba early today.
Winds are down to 115. This is still a Category 3 hurricane, despite going over 6,000-foot mountains, very rugged terrain of Jamaica and Cuba. We still have a major hurricane on our hands. This hurricane, extremely powerful. It does end up in the top three. First landfall was yesterday for Jamaica as a powerful Category 5 hurricane. Winds of 185 miles per hour. As we move forward today, Melissa finally will start to weaken, but not done ravaging the Caribbean. We do have big impacts for the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos. We could have 8 feet of storm surge for the Bahamas.
And that's Fox Weather's Britta Merwin with that report.
All members of the Kansas congressional delegation are in a rare moment of bipartisan agreement. They will not accept a paycheck until Congress ends the government shutdown.
Democrat Congresswoman Charisse Davis joined her five Kansas Republican colleagues who have rejected pay during the shutdown. They include Representatives Ron Estes, Tracy Mann, Derek Schmidt, and Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall. Senator Marshall, referring to the shutdown as a, quote, Schumer shutdown, pinned much of the blame on the Senate Minority Leader, adding that, quote, these political games must end. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita's Textron Aviation hoping to build the Beechcraft M346N, a high-performance military training jet, eventually here in Wichita. The aircraft would be assembled if Textron is awarded the Undergraduate Jet Training System Program contract by the U.S. Navy. Textron President and CEO Travis Tyler says it would bring about 100 new jobs.
We have the best and the brightest in terms of aviation talent and skilled workforce right here in Wichita, Kansas. And we think that positions us really well to continue to manufacture and build aircraft for the United States military.
Wichita's Textron Aviation, among four companies that are competing for the job, anticipating the Navy will announce that contract award in early 2027.
Police say a reward of up to $5,000 is now being offered in the shooting death of Trayvon Stewart. He was killed on Thursday, October 22nd, during a youth football game at Dr. Glenn Day Park in North Grove in Wichita. Police homicide commander Dr. Donald Moore says investigators need additional information.
If you were at the park that night, please tell us what you heard or what you saw. If you took photos or videos, we need you to share those with us. If you heard someone talk about this after the fact, that information is important to us as well. Even if it feels small, it could be a detail that breaks this case.
Investigators have received three tips in 6 days regarding the deadly shooting. The unknown suspect was wearing black clothing. The victim was 32 years old. Stewart was at the park selling concessions as a fundraiser for a football team not affiliated with the Wichita Junior Football League when he was shot.
No sign of progress in the strike at Boeing Defense.
Striking Boeing workers in the St. Louis area have rejected the latest contract offer. Members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers walked off the job nearly 3 months ago. The strike at Boeing Defense has delayed delivery of fighter jets and other programs. Union leadership says the offer failed to address the needs of its members and was essentially the same as previously rejected offers. The union has accused Boeing of bargaining in bad faith and filed an unfair labor practice complaint with the National Labor Relations Board on October 16th. Ginny Cosella, Fox News.
The Wichita Animal Shelter and Kansas Humane Society are sharing ways the community can help with the overcrowding they're experiencing. With the current state of the economy, more pet owners are struggling to pay vet bills, food, and other expenses. This leads many owners to ultimately surrender their pets. In just the month of September, the Wichita Animal Shelter took in around 900 animals. Many of those animals are then transferred to the Kansas Humane Society, which also has space limitations.
It's 8:05 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We got Halloween coming up in a couple of days. How will people observe it? And two ladies are getting after it on social media. Now there's a debate challenge. We'll tell you about that coming up. KNSS News Time is 8:05. .808 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Well, we're 2 days out from Halloween. How will Americans observe?
About two-thirds of adults, including 80% of people with kids, say in this Associated Press NORC poll they'll celebrate Halloween in some way this year. About 3 in 10 will have decorations up. 1 in 4 will carve a pumpkin. A third say they'll pass out candy to trick-or-treaters. 5% say they'll be giving kids healthy snacks instead. 31% will watch a scary movie. 35% of parents and 19% of non-parents will wear a costume. 9% of adults say they'll dress up a pet for Halloween. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Well, Riley Gaines has challenged Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to a debate after a social media clash.
It started as all things do these days on social media when Gaines posted a photo of AOC, Bernie Sanders, and Zohran Mamdani on stage at a rally, writing, "We are being destroyed from within." Well, Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez hit back with, "Maybe if you channeled all this anger into swimming faster, you wouldn't have come in fifth." Now, you know, Gaines famously tied in her final competitive race with transgender swimmer Leah Thomas, who is male. Since there was only one fifth place trophy, Gaines had to actually hold a smaller sixth place one. Now, on the anger bangle last night, she challenged AOC to a debate, and to that debate challenge, AOC wrote back, "I would like to challenge this person to get a real job." Well, Gaines responded in part, "I think if you had a baby girl like I do, you'd understand my positions a little better."
I just don't think this is going to end well for AOC.
And that's Fox's Alexandria Hoff with that report. It is 8:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good news and bad news in traffic. We've got a traffic accident now. They have cleared the accident northbound on I-135 by 1st and 2nd Street. That's been our problem for a couple of hours now, and so, or at least an hour now. And so things there starting to look quite a bit better. And now we have another traffic accident. This one eastbound on Kellogg, and it's just a little ways west of West Street. Right now, that backup goes all the way back to Ridge Road or the Eisenhower Parkway there at the airport. Again, that's a traffic accident eastbound on Kellogg at West Street. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now let's take a look at our weather forecast here on this Wednesday. Check in with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Passing clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, windy, and cool this afternoon. North breeze 20 to 30 and gusty, high 52. Decreasing winds, clear and cold, 33 tonight. That will lead us to widespread frost by Thursday morning. Otherwise, sunny and milder tomorrow, a high of 58. On Halloween, it's a mostly sunny start, then mostly cloudy finish with temperatures in the upper 50s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we do have a sunny sky. It's 45 degrees. We do have that wind out of the northwest gusting up to 37 miles per hour right now, however. But that's what we got here on this Wednesday at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Well, the patio is ready and waiting for you when the weather is right. Might be a little windy and chilly for the next couple of days, but it's supposed to be pretty nice on the weekend. So hit the patio when you need to at the Monarch for you whiskey lovers. The weather, when it gets perfect, boy, when the weather is nice, that's the place to be to taste all your favorites. Bring your friends to the Monarch. West Douglas right there in historic Delano. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch. It is 8:12 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Wednesday morning. As the week is flying by.
John, oh, yeah, Whitmer. Halfway. We're hump day. We're almost there. And we're past hump hour here. So
we're moving right along.
Moseying on down.
8:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Yeah, we talked about Halloween kickoff the this segment here, or this little portion here. You got any Halloween plans? Are you doing anything fun?
It's 2 days out. I have no idea.
2 days out.
That's a little far planning for me.
It's way too much.
The answer, I guess, is no.
No, no plans.
Obviously, I don't have anything.
The wife and I, you know, we just kind of, I mean, we half the time we turn the lights off and tell them to go away, and half the time we'll buy the candy and leave the lights on and hope they come. And you just never know. It depends on the weather. Sometimes we get them and sometimes we don't.
I just don't get, you know, my traffic in my neighborhood. Everybody's over in College Hill doing their thing.
Yeah.
So I usually don't.
It is kind of cool to see some of the decorations in College Hill.
It's amazing.
They really do it up in that neighborhood.
So much so that they have to, police have to block off streets and traffic in the area on Halloween night.
My wife and I were out door knocking yesterday, and some of the neighborhoods we were in, I mean, some of these people go way out. I mean, it's like a Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You can drive through
it.
Just some of these decorations are incredible. Kudos to some of these Wichita neighborhoods. They should, you know, much like they do for Christmas, the Wichita Eagle or somebody should do awards for best Halloween decorations. Maybe that's, there we go. We should start a trend. We should do awards for best Halloween decorations.
Yeah, we'll get the Kansas City Eagle on that.
Of course, you know, you come around my neighborhood and you're in this really old, run-down, terrible looking apartment complex, and you're thinking, wow, they've really done this up. And no, we didn't have to. It just kind of looks that way all the time on the cobwebs and rotten wood and everything else. So, yeah.
Wow, Chad. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the show?
So it kind of looks like I've made things up for Halloween, but no, it's just that creepy looking all year round.
Perfect. It is 8:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Days after thieves took just a few minutes to steal 8 pieces of the French crown jewels from the Louvre, a former bank robber says he warned a museum official of a glaring weakness, including jewel cases by street side windows that were a piece of cake to attack. So he says. David Desclos talks about what it was. He's a pro who knew how to make alarms go quiet. In an interview with the Associated Press, the former burglar, reformed burglar, said he flagged the gallery's windows and nearby display cases years ago after the museum invited him to the Apollo Gallery to weigh in for its 2020 in-house podcast and the historic theft back in 1792. Apparently, he said, "Have you seen those windows? They're a piece of cake. You can imagine anything. People in disguise slipping in through the windows." That's what apparently he told a senior official at the Louvre several years ago. He says, through the windows, even from the roofs, there's plenty of ways to get in. And then came the heist recently. 2 thieves in high-visibility jackets smashed through a window, used power tools to cut open the cases. That's it.
Wow.
8 crown jewel items valued at more than $100 million, according to some estimates, disappeared in just minutes. A 9th piece they didn't get away with was found on the ground outside the museum, damaged but salvageable. 2 suspects arrested, others remain at large. And this guy says exactly what I predicted. They came by the windows, they came, they took, and they left. So this reformed guy says that he supposedly knew this could happen, had warned people, and nobody listened to him.
I'm not exactly sure why, but why is the soundtrack to that story in my head Bruce Willis's The Ballad of Hudson Hawk?
It's a good movie. It's a fun movie.
And just keeps going through my head right now, and I'm like, huh. Yeah, cat burglar.
Or Pink Panther.
Oh, there's that too.
Yeah.
get Clouseau on the case.
Yeah,
it is, of course, usually this time of year, you end up with people hiring, but UPS is not hiring. In fact, UPS has cut 48,000 jobs so far this year. UPS posting third quarter results handily beat Wall Street's expectations. That's why they're firing people, is because they're making money. Give details about its turnaround efforts. 48,000 jobs cut, so you're not having to pay those people. And it cut UPS also cut about 34,000 operational positions and closed daily operations at 93 leased and owned buildings during the first 9 months of the year, part of its turnaround plan. The company also announcing about 14,000 job cuts, mostly within management. UPS still looking to identify more buildings to close. I guess it's easy to make money when you're
you're lean, I guess.
When you're not paying people and you're closing buildings, not having to pay rent. Apparently, other than that, things are going well at UPS.
Again, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
It is 8:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And we do have hockey tonight in downtown Wichita. In fact, three of the next four nights we got hockey, as the Wichita Thunder is playing its second home game of the season tonight, hosting the Florida Everblades. Yes, Wichita and Florida will play three times in the next four nights downtown. Tonight's game at 7:05 downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. Check it out. In pro hockey in the National Hockey League, the Edmonton Oilers win on home ice last night. 18,000 fans there to see Edmonton beat the top team in the conference, the Utah Mammoth, snapping Utah's seven-game winning streak. 6-3, Edmonton wins it. Oilers are undefeated on home ice. And the winning goalie for Edmonton, former Wichita Thunder goalie Stuart Skinner, with 20 saves in that victory. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. Miami wins at home, beats the Charlotte Hornets 144-117. In the starting lineup for Miami, former Kansas Jayhawk Andrew Wiggins with 21 points and 3 steals. The Heat off to a 3-1 start on the season. They've won both their home games. College women's basketball, we have it here in town tonight. One more tune-up for the Shockers. Wichita State hosting Newman. Wichita Schools. That'll tip off at 6 o'clock tonight at Coke Arena in an exhibition game for the Shocker women's basketball team. All right, last night we had Game 4 of the World Series after that epic Game 3 that went 18 innings the night before. We just went the normal 9 innings last night. And the Blue Jays rallying back to get this World Series tied up. Look who was on the mound at the end of the game for the Jays out of the bullpen. Former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher, Louis Varland. The action on Fox.
Line drive left field. Miles Straw puts it away. And the Blue Jays have tied this series up. After the gut-wrenching loss last night that might have just wiped the lesser team off, the Blue Jays bounce back and win it 6-2.
Very impressive. You know both teams were running on fumes.
There you go. Varland throwing 20 pitches and closing things out. The bullpen for the Blue Jays last night. Blue Jays-Dodgers World Series is tied at 2 games apiece. The pivotal Game 5 is tonight in Los Angeles. Take a look at college men's basketball last night in Lawrence. One final exhibition game for 19th-ranked Kansas. The Jayhawks had no trouble with Fort Hays State, winning the game 71-35. KU senior Melvin Council Jr. had 16 points. He also had a game-high 6 assists, perfect 6-for-6 free-throw line, 5-for-6 shooting. And sophomore Will Fingvall from Wichita, out of Cape and Mount Carmel, played a couple minutes for KU. He made a free throw, got a couple of rebounds, too. One of those on the offensive end. Jayhawks, one final exhibition win over Fort Hays State. 71-35 was the final last night. And we take a look at we got a birthday today. Wichita birthday, another Capen guy. How about the 29th birthday today for Ben Powers, offensive guard. He was born right here in Wichita. By the time he was a junior in high school for Cape and Mount Carmel, he was 6'4", 280 pounds. He got 0 scholarship offers from major colleges and universities. So every major college and university whiffed on that. After 1 year at Butler Community College, he then became a star at Oklahoma for the Sooners. By his senior year, he was a consensus first-team All-American. drafted in the fourth round by the Baltimore Ravens. Once again, undervalued by the NFL, too. He has now become a consistent starter in the National Football League. He is now in the middle of a big contract he has with the Denver Broncos, starting for them every week, part of a four-year, $51 million contract. Pretty good for a guy that didn't get any scholarship offers at big colleges coming out of high school. Now he's making some nice money in the NFL. Ben Powers, the big offensive guard from Wichita. It's his birthday. He is 29 today. That's Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a hot link sandwich. Split, seared, and served in a split-top bun with chips and a drink for only $9. Hey, that's perfect for lunch. Hot link sandwich. It's now available at Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
They got good hot links. I've had it. Very excellent.
And boy, when the weather's like this.
Oh, yeah. Sounds great.
Sweet. Yeah. It is 8:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We do have traffic and weather update on the way and a closer look at Biden's pardons. That'll be on the Sean Hannity Morning Minute next here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning. It is 8:33. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday, October 29th. Currently in Wichita, we have a gusty wind out of the northwest. It is 45 degrees. Some KNSS breaking news this morning. Boeing has reached an agreement with the FAA. Boeing is going to increase production of 737 airplanes to 42 per month. And Boeing has recorded revenue increases in the third quarter to more than $23 billion.
Lawmakers have yet to pass a spending bill that would reopen and fund the government as the shutdown continues. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall sits on the Senate Budget Committee. He joined Fox Business's The Evening Edit and criticized Democrats.
This is something, you know, the Democrats pride themselves in. They wake up every day trying to figure out how to spend more money in other government program. So this is really going against their own grain to not be spending more money here.
That was he went on to say the congressional Democrats are demanding an extension of health care subsidies, which are set to expire, and demand that they be included in a spending bill to reopen the government.
A California animal rights activist is on trial after taking chickens from a poultry farm.
Zoe Rosenberg is facing several charges and potentially 5 years in prison. Prosecutors are crying foul, saying she tried to fly the coop with several stolen chickens from one of Purdue Farm's major poultry plants north of San Francisco. The 23-year-old is accused of posing as a farm worker and posting her actions on social media. Rosenberg argued in court Tuesday her intent was to rescue abused chickens. She tried to free...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Four birds named Poppy, Ivy, Aster, and Azalea. Prosecutors counter, regardless of her intent, the plan she hatched was illegal. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A new poll finds New York could soon have a Republican governor, Fox's Sue Guzman reports from New York City.
There hasn't been a Republican governor in New York since George Pataki was elected to the top post in 1995 and served three terms of office. A poll released by the Manhattan Institute Tuesday shows U.S. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik leading incumbent Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul in a hypothetical matchup by one percentage point, putting them in a statistical dead heat. That is down from a poll taken by Siena College in September, which found Hochul leading Stefanik by 25 percentage points. Stefanik has indicated she intends to run for governor in 2026, but has not officially announced her candidacy. In New York, Sue Guzman, Fox News.
8:52 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Restaurant news coming up in a Wichita Business Journal update from editor Kirk Siminoff at the Wichita Business Journal. Now it's time for three big things.
Three
Hurricane Melissa landfall in Cuba early today. Winds at 115 miles an hour.
Two.
President Trump expected to meet in a matter of hours with China's president. That'll take place in South Korea.
One.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the Middle East may be crumbling. There's been recent deaths on both sides of increased military action. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And right now in traffic, things are, well, they're looking better because we've got lower traffic volumes out there. We do still have a traffic accident eastbound on Kellogg. It's right around West Street. Easy enough to get it or get around it right now. Again, the traffic volume's just light enough that not really affecting things too badly. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast. Windy and cool today, mostly sunny, a high of 52 degrees. Clear and cold tonight with a low down to 33. Could have widespread frost by Thursday morning. After that, though, sunny tomorrow and milder with a high of 58. Currently in Wichita, we have a wind out of the northwest gusting up to 32 miles per hour. A sunny sky, it's 45 degrees on our way to a high of 52. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:53 with Steve and Ted, and let's get a local business update. See what's going on in local business news with editor Kirk Siminoff from the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. Textron Aviation Defense wants to build the Navy's next pilot training jet here in Wichita, and it's already drumming up local support in its bid for the contract. Textron Aviation Defense says it will commit $38 million to update more than 50,000 feet of manufacturing facilities and create 100 manufacturing jobs. Textron Aviation Defense CEO Travis Tyler made that pledge at a news conference on Tuesday. The Navy has not issued a formal request for proposals yet, and once it does, the newly named Department of War will receive them and is expected to award the contract in early 2027. A far northeast Wichita intersection may have some of its zoning changed. The 11 acres on the northwest corner of 21st and 143rd Street East is currently zoned single-family residential, but developers are requesting a zone change to limited commercial with a new community unit plan. The Metropolitan Area Planning Commission has endorsed the change, and the City Council will vote on it December 2nd. The property abuts Christ Church and is expected to be divided into five parcels, with commercial space along 21st and commercial or residential along 143rd. There's mostly residential in that area now. One of the developers, Evan LaRue, tells the Business Journal, an unnamed financial institution has a contract for the corner of the intersection if the zoning change is approved. And chicken tenders lovers note, Wichita's getting its second Raising Cane's. This one will be at the southwest corner of Douglas and Rock Road, tearing down the building most recently occupied by BD's Mongolian Grill, and before that, Genghis Grill. And us old fogies will remember Bennigan's before that.
And thank you, Kirk. That is a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal with Kirk Siminoff. Hey, thanks for listening to Steve and Ted today. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck and then The Dana Show with Dana Lash, Sean Hannity Show, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Be sure to have a great day. Looks like we might have some frost by tomorrow morning, so bundle up. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to Steve and Ted.
You've got your whole life ahead of you, so choose a Medicare plan you can count on. And that's what you get with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. With more than 45 years' experience serving its members, United Healthcare has plans with low monthly premiums that fit your life today. And as
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing
and Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.